feel right, but I guess when you started this whole thing with saying you have nothing to lose, it's pretty important for me because, like, I am in a good place in my life. I have achieved. I am doing okay. So the proof in the external world feels okay, which is sometimes maybe harder than if I had hit rock bottom and was like, well, nothing worked because things are working. So it's just that the external and the internal aren't really matching up that well. So I just don't, I don't know.
The internal and the external aren't matching up that well. Hold that thought. Don't lose that, okay? I'm going to come right back to you. So you're at a point where you really have to make a decision. That's what I would say to you. Whether you're going to start believing yourself and believing your own experience, or whether you're going to keep this idea that you have to work on something. This whole self-help stuff, I'm not in the self-help business. I don't teach you self-help. I don't try to give people self-help methods. I'm not for self-help. I'm for relaxing and transcending yourself. And then you don't need self-help. I'm for using the intelligence you already have. Self-help is about, hey, did you try this? Well, your way doesn't seem to be working. Try this. I'm not for that. I'm for using your own understanding, not some tip by somebody who's selling something. I'm not selling anything. You can buy things here. There's things for sale, but that doesn't mean I'm selling them. That really does mean we make it available to people. Because really, to be selling something, you have to be selling an idea. You have to be selling, if you're selling something, you're really selling a philosophy, a point of view. And I don't care what your point of view is. The only thing I want you to see is that every point of view is wrong. Simply by being a point of view. Stop believing any point of view. Be more open than that. And you can't sell that. It's not solid enough to sell. It's not appealing enough. People won't buy it. But if you try it, then you can see the results of it. And you've done that. So now, see, you're really at a point where you have to start believing what you already know. And I don't mean believe it like a belief. I mean seeing it's true instead of the oh my God response. Right. You got to stop saying, oh my God, it can't be, and start saying, well, what really is it?
It's this easy.
Yeah, what really is it? You have to start making up your mind. You have to start drawing the final conclusions. Otherwise, you'll evaluate endlessly. So I'm suggesting to you that you've come far enough that you can stop and the evaluation phase and draw your final conclusions. See, the whole problem is you're staying in the evaluation. I needed to say, you know, let's get some more data. So there's, like you said, there's enough data.
It's good to know.
Well, this is what I said to you at the workshop. Exactly the same thing. Start being it instead of seeking it.
That sounds easy too, actually. Yeah.
It means it means draw your conclusions and go from there. And start living it, not